Moshe Rabbeinu told them that the man won't fall on Shabbos, and that Shabbos they kept. Uvashniya, by the second one already, Bozev Echilala, he was already Mechal. And that's what it means, like Vayu Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar. They were just starting out in the Midbar, and already this somebody came to his Mechal Shabbos. Now, according to that account, the story of the Mekoshesh was very early. Actually, the exact date, there's the Sifri and the Sifri Zuta have a shtickle machlekes if that first Shabbos was Chaf Alfier or Chaf Bezier. So that was the one that they did keep. So then the Shabbos of the Mekoshesh was like Chaf Ches or Chaf Tesier, way before Torah was given. That's that Mahalach. Now we have when the month fell, way before Parshas Bishalach had happened.
But after
it
left 2 weeks
before earlier. You're right, 2 weeks. Imamish, yeah. Very close, not even a whole 2 weeks yet. Like, Bob Stephen was Shavuos, yeah. The Mekoshesh is already, was Mechal Shabbos. Excuse me?
When was Mara?
Mara was earlier than that. Right. That was when Moshe Rabbeinu taught them about Shabbos, right. But the Mefarshim all say that the counting of the when Rashi says 1 week they kept and 1 week they didn't keep, like Rashi said, the first week they kept, right, and the second week they didn't keep starts from the Mon week, because that was when Moshe Rabbeinu Mamish in the Chumash says you can't have to keep Shabbos. He tells them Lo Yetzu Ish Mi Pesach Beisa, you know. In Mora, it's not like in the Chumash. It's we have a Messiah from Chazal that they were told about Shabbos. But the 2 weeks start from right there. Okay. Now, there's the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara says it, Moshe Haya Yodea Sheha Mekoshesh Ben Misa Shenemar Michal Leal Mois Yumas. But he just didn't know which Misa it was. Was it Chenek or was it Skila? That's what it says. He had to ask Hashem, and Hashem told. Now,
isn't there a clause about Mois Yumas, what it means?
Oh, very good. Tosis asks your question. Tosis asks, why didn't he know? There's a clause that Mois Yumas always means Chenek. Stam Misa is always Chenek. So Tosis gives it teretz that usually it did, but Moshe Rabbeinu had a svara that this time it might be skila. Why? Because we know that somebody who does avodah zarah gets skila, and somebody's mechal Shabbos is similar to avodah zarah. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had a havamina that this time maybe it's skila. Oh, now that Gemara sounds like the story of the Mekoshesh came much later. Because he already knew Mechal Mes Yumas, that's in Parshas Kisisa, that's after the Torah was given. So it would look like it's a Machlekes. Now, the Sefer Nachos Yaakov, that's one of the Mefarshim al Rashi, he wants to make Shalom out of it, and he wants to say it didn't mean literally Moshe Rabbeinu knew Mechal Leha Mes Yumas, he knew that Pasuk. He had been told by Hashem the idea that there's Misa, and he wasn't sure which Misa it was. But he wants to make Shalom, but I don't think there's really Shalom, because from Tosis that you just asked, you see that Tosis learned it literally. Because Tosis asked, isn't the rule that whenever it says in the Torah, Mois Yumas, it means Chenek? Now, if Moshe Rabbeinu, if there was no Torah, and Hashem had told Moshe Rabbeinu that someone who violates Shabbos gets killed, then Tosis doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? It's not Mois Yumas or anything. Hashem told him, I don't know what Hashem said, kill him. Harogot, I don't know what. It's not the words Mois Yumas. So then Tosis would have no right to ask that question. So obviously Tosis learned it literally. So the truth is, there is a Machlaikis. There's a machlekes because Taisvis in Mesechta Bava Basra brings down a medrash that how did the whole thing happen? What happened was after the Meraglim was over at the end of Shlach, then Hashem said, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael anyways for a long time. So they said, okay, if we're not going in, we don't have to keep the Torah. Now, I just want to give a little hesber in that, which is a very simple hesber. Why they said that. Famous thing, because it says that they were really Mudar Abla Rice, right? Really, they were forced into the whole Matan Torah. And the Rashba asks over there, so if they Taka were forced, so then why were they punished for doing Averis in Eretz Yisrael? They were thrown out, and I thought they were forced. So the Rashba says, well, they were forced to keep the Torah, but Hashem still told them that you're only getting into Eretz Yisrael on condition you keep the Torah. So Memela, if they don't keep the Torah, they could get thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So then Oy Bezai, they said, if we're not going into Eretz Yisrael, then we really don't have to keep the Torah. That may be a little understanding of the Medrash. So anyways, they said, we don't. So the Mekoshish saw that. So L'shem Shamayim, he went ahead and was Mechal Shabbos, and he showed them what happens if you don't keep the Torah. That's not true what you're saying, that there's going to be skila for not keeping the Torah. So there you have a Beferisha Medrash that says that the story of the Mekoshish happened much later on, after the Meraglim, much after the Torah was given. And Memela, I think there's clearly a machloikis when the story happened. According to the Medrash that Tosis brings, and Tosis uses that to explain the Sugyas HaGemara there, it happened after the Meraglim. And according to Rashi and Chumash, which is from the Sifri, it happened before the Torah was given, which is a major chiddush, because before the Torah was given, I would have never dreamt that if somebody was Mechal Shabbos, he gets stoned. I mean, and here you have it. This guy did it, right? And he got stoned before the Torah was given. Before the Torah was given. So there are two shitas on when it happened. And I want to also explain, that I think the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel holds that it was before the Torah was given. Because I'll read you over what he says. Actually, the Marsha quotes this Targum Yonasan.
I think it was in the Rosho, because of the severity of the consequences.
It may have been a Rosho, if you say it was before the Torah is given. Yeah.
Because then with the Kiddush Shabbos, if you held it later, they can't hold that Medrash.
Sure. You're saying this whole thing is right. Two different shitas, and according to the one that says it was before the Torah is given, L'chaira was a special Rosho. Because this is what he says. V'havu b'nei Yisrael sharyan b'midbara. B'nei Yisrael were living in the midbar. G'zeyas shabata ishtemoy d'lohon. They knew that you have to keep Shabbos. V'ram knas de shabata, but that you get punished, lo ishtema d'lohon. They didn't know that. Now, what do you mean they didn't know that? Hashem said, v'chaleo mois yumas. What do you mean they didn't know? So I saw a few achrayim say doichik. They didn't know exactly which Misa. That's what it means. They didn't know, but that doesn't sound to me, the words of Tayyoni sounds like they knew you have to keep Shabbos, but they didn't know you get punished. So, Gam, Gavra, me the base Yosef. I'm not sure I wrote that word Gam right, but somebody from base from the family of Yosef, Amar B'Meiri, decided, Ezil, I'll go, ve'etlosh kisin b'yoyim of the Shabbat. I'll pick some kisin, I'm not sure exactly the translation, something, some kind of thing. I'll pick it off of the tree on Shabbos. V'yechmun yosi sahada, and the witnesses will see me. V'yitnu l'moshe, they'll say it over to Moshe.
Just ask you, witnesses, yeah. When was Adis? Wasn't that afterwards? Was the whole thing about Bishlam Adim? Was it, even if you tell me they got Shabbos before, but they didn't get the whole din of Adim, so how could you give them punishment without Adis, Azara? That probably came later, no?
Well, I mean, you want to know what would be called valid proof.
You didn't get Adis and you didn't get Azar, which didn't come
until...
Well, I'm saying, yeah, that's what I would guess. They would probably treat how they were working in before the Torah was given. In those days, the Gemara says... Well, yeah, I'm saying as far as proof goes. As Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you may not do the Malachas on Shabbos. That's in the Chumash. So, as the Hakamiya says, they had no idea what happens if you do it. So this guy said, I'll do it, and then they'll see what happens.
Now, what if it, if that's a Horosh Shoah, then what's the riot for Los and Lola?
Oh, if that was a one-time thing. Yeah, I guess.
For Los and Lola. Now, the regular trip was Los and Lola.
Yeah, but he's trying to show everybody what will happen to them if they're going to do
severities.
I mean, at least they'll see. You could get killed. Look what happened to me. You try it, you might get killed too.
So if you would say most you must, to, as you're an aide, you know, say it's most you must, you have to literally give which einish it is? And if they
well,
want your
well, that is a machlekes in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, if you have to tell them which one or not. And the Gemara asks, so Bishlamaf, you don't. So they didn't know it was okay. The Asura was good. What about if you hold, you have to tell them which one? So more answers that. Mount Domar says, Horosh Shoah Hoiser. So anyway, so I'm just trying to bring out that the Targum Yonison looks to me like he's going that it was before the Torah was given, and that's why they had no idea what happens. All right, so then he did it, and then he got killed. So that's how the Targum Yonison explains it, and I also want to bring a shtickle raya from the pashut pshat of the pasuk to that way, because when Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, Hashem answers Mois Yumas Haish Rogoim Oisei Bo Avonim Koloed. So the question is, the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu knew Mois Yumas, he didn't know which. So then Hashem should have started only with saying Rogo Moise Boavonim. He doesn't have to tell Moise Yumas, I know that. That's what I know. Right? So that's a mile if you learn like the Tanya Innocent, it flows right into the Pshat. They had no idea what you do with him. They had no idea. And Hashem told them the whole thing. Moise Yumas and Rogo Moise Boavonim. Okay, so there are two Shitas.
And even it's after, because then the Moise Yumas, because part of the subject would have been, since they didn't know, so then the Lazar wasn't good, so they had
to
appeal
to Harasha
that
they had. Oh, I hear. You mean if you hold like Harasha? Yeah. If it's Harasha, it's very good. Because he didn't know if you could kill him at all.
Right.
It's only a good kasha, I see. If you say that it wasn't the Harasha, then why did Hashem have to say? That's good. Okay, fine. So now, either way, the Marsha points out like this. Either way, you learn the story. This person was a shtickel tzaddik, right? Either he was worried that Klal Yisrael is falling apart because of the Meraglim, and they're saying we don't have to keep the Torah. And I think some of the Mefarshim there say that we darshin vayiru bnei Yisrael ba midbar k'moy midbar shehu hefker af Yisrael ayu hefker, was getting like hefker. So he wanted to show them the Chaymer. Or if you go with your Targayenison, it's also some kind of a tzaddik, that they didn't know what will happen. So he wanted to show them what will happen. So Frick the Marshal, that's what a tzaddik will do. A tzaddik will be Machal Shabbos. You're allowed to do such a thing.
It's a
chas chote. He's a chas
chote. It's a very lishma. Why is it a chas chote? It's a whole plenty of places where you have a whole
Well,
that was a very short saving. Are you so?
Here too.
Are you
saving
like
them?
Because Kavana was.
Sure was, because they're going to be really bad people.
Yeah, and then they lose the whole mile of Shabbos.
Well, I mean, the thing is, usually, if Rabbi Chanan says something similar, he said maybe you could say, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person is, they're taking them away to shmar them, you know, to turn them into a goy. So you're allowed to mechal Shabbos to save that person from shmad, even if you have to mechal Shabbos deraisa, because chalol Shabbos achas kedei sheishmor Shabbos esharbi. So he says maybe you could say that slavchad was doing that. So he says, but that's not can't be, because then they wouldn't kill him. And he's right. Then they wouldn't kill him. And the answer is pashut. Why it's not doyme? Because you only do that if the person is being shmadid. But if somebody is going to be mechal Shabbos b'mezid, I don't think you're allowed to go Mechal Shabbos to stop a guy who's being Mechal Shabbos amazing. Okay, so anyways, this is the Marshal's Kash. The Marshal's Kash, what kind of a thing is this? What is he doing over here? Yeah. And for the Marshal, Chiddush Gadol, famous Chiddush of the Marshal. So the Marshal, the din is that a malacha she'ain tzricha legufa is not chayv, right? So he says, since he wasn't doing the malacha for the sake of the malacha, so mimela, it's really not chil Shabbos because it's malacha she'ain tzricha legufa. He's just doing it to make everybody get scared of being chal Shabbos. So really, in Shema,
he wouldn't tell them, so they wouldn't know that was his.
He didn't tell them. It's true, right? He didn't tell them.
They wouldn't know that, so they killed him because they thought that he didn't have such.
Right. That's a marsha. You just finished up the marsha. Okay. That's right. Very good. He says that's what happened.
Just kill it because it was a famous
marsha. Yeah. So the marsha says they killed him because they don't have any way of knowing that that was why he did it. What? Chiddush Gadol Moed, huh?
It is.
Migila. Oh, how does the Targum Yerushalayim know that was why he did it?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, I hear. I mean, that's time a good question. How does he know? It could be.
He wasn't a bad person, right?
Because it says, I think he darshins when the daughter said, Bechet Oymes. So I think he says there something about. L'chayr, that's called Tzricha Legufa, huh?
Of course.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what the Pnei Yeshua wants to Shteltzu to that Marsha. He brings the Marsha, and he wants to Shteltzu Ma'arik. The Ma'arik said a similar Chiddush in the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos said that a guy said, you better cut that aspasta for me, because if you don't, you're going to get the same end as the last Jew I started up with, who didn't, and I killed him. So, Frek Taisus Akasha, what's shot in that first Jew? Why didn't he, Pikuach Nefesh, why didn't he listen to the guy? So, Taisus says he didn't know the halacha. The first Jew was a Stama Jew, he didn't know, he thought you're not allowed to do it. So, the Ma'arik asks, maybe he did know the halacha, but he's going with the shita that says that if you're machmir, you're meshubach. So maybe the yid was a machmir. Why does Taisa say he didn't know the halacha? So the Ma'arik says, there's some rishayim hold that if a person is a machmir to keep the din even when he's yarg v'yavur, yavur v'al yarg is meshubach. So, Frank the Marik, maybe this person was Machmer. So, Machlik is, you know, in the Rishayim. The Rambam says if he's Machmer, it's terrible. But other Rishayim say that Machmer could be Machmer.
How could it be Machmer? Why?
Why are you allowed?
Yeah.
According to that Cheetah? I don't remember. I guess it's considered Kiddush Hashem. I guess that's why he's doing it to show. I guess that's. So I don't remember. So the Ma'arik says, no, over here there'd be no point to be Machmer. Because it's not a deraisa in the first place. Because he's only doing it so that the guy shouldn't kill him. So Mimela, it's a Melach Hashem Tzricha Legufa. So there's no inyan to be Machmer and Adrabbana. So the Pnei Yeshua Shtels Tzu Melacha She'ain Tzricha Legufa. It's not. It's he doesn't really need the Aspasta. He right. So Mimela he calls that an Tzricha Legufa. So the Pnei Yeshua he puts those two together. He says.
Jas Hashmad,
you mean?
This is like a, yeah.
Well, b'shas hashma to get people to do right. So there, right, that would be a real chiyuv. That would even be more. You have to
moisten nefesh for that. That he had to do it.
You're saying that could have been a new answer. Maybe what happened was it was a Shas HaShemad.
Yeah.
Well, he thought it was.
I hear. That could be a different answer. But Tosis just says he didn't know, and he's trying to explain Tosis. So there you have, in other words, both of these are a huge Chiddush, and I think that's why the Pnei Yeshua holds they're connected. Pashtus, both of those are called Tzricha Legufa. Because you're Lamaisa trying to do that malacha. We don't go into the reasons why you're trying to do the malacha. Meaning, what I in the case of Ein Tzricha Legufa, your classic, it means you are doing, let's say, choifer guma. You're not doing it for the hole. You're doing it for the dirt. So that's like, you know, Ein Tzricha Legufa. But if you're trying to make a hole, but not because you want the hole, but the reason why I want the hole is so I should save my life. That's like the secondary already. I'm trying to make the hole, but why am I trying to make the hole? Because of that and that. The secondary thing is a chiddush to be called Ein Tzricha Legufa, because then you could go on and on forever. Like, in other words, you could say, well, the reason, like Igros Moshe, somebody asked Igros Moshe, okay, so now we'll do the next one. Let's say the guy's father asked him to cook something on Shabbos. So maybe it'll be Ein Tzricha Legufa. Because I don't really want the food. I want to do Kibud Avein. Right? And you'll go on and on. Every time you'll say, I don't really want it. Pashas, the answer to all these is one answer. That as long as that was what you were trying to do, we don't care why behind that.
Well, the Sikri, the famous Sikri, the
Shabbos. Yeah. You see, it is still Shabbos.
Yes,
right. You see.
Well, Harba is another reason why we don't buy the slot.
Yeah.
Because if it was a Machshein Tzricha Legufa, he wouldn't be killed. So the whole purpose for doing it was lost. It's Tzricha Legufa because he wants to get killed.
Okay, but the Marshal says that he could fake them and they'll kill him and he'll get his accomplished that way too. Which, right, that's what he really did. He faked everybody. He made them think he did it Tzricha Legufa. But really, he did it Ein Tzricha Legufa. And it happened anyways. Okay, so, but that's the Chiddush of the Marsha. He says it's Ein Tzricha Legufa, and that was what he did, and he got them to think that he was doing it Tzricha Legufa, and they killed him, and it never really happened. Okay, so now here, I just want to point out something on the way here. That how, this is obviously, I'm just saying this as a simple question, it's obviously not a good question. Why is it Ein Tzricha Legufa? Don't we say Dvorim Shebelev Einam Dvorim? Why is it called Ein Tzricha Legufa? But don't we say that what you think in your heart doesn't count?
It's obvious that it's Tavon.
Obvious which way?
When he does it,
right, and in this case, it was also obvious he wanted the hole, and they killed him. So I'm asking, why is it called? Why is the marshal calling it Ein Tzricha Legufa? Because he says that's what he was thinking.
Sure.
But I dwarm shabalevi and I'm
what he was thinking is Mishana the whole thing. Here, it's obvious from the pool of what he's thinking.
Okay.
Different than what,
then
it's not obvious from the
pula. Okay, but the pula makes it obvious that it's Tzricha Legufa, right?
Right, but by the Mekarshish, it's not obvious that what he's doing.
It must have been, they killed him. So that means it's obvious enough to kill him. So then how...
He didn't tell them. He didn't tell them that that's what he's thinking.
Okay.
So, but that's all part.
Every normal person doing it rhetorically.
Right.
It wasn't.
Okay, so now I'm asking, well, if you do that, then it should be the Dvarim Shabbalei.
And it doesn't count.
It just doesn't count.
So you never have anybody be killed for a malacha. You could always tie
a... Okay, so the answer is because we're going to say, we don't go by you tell us. We'll go by what we see.
And
him Dvar. Oh, that's what I'm going to get to in a second. So, yeah.
I, uh, dig out the dirt in the bore. So either it's because you need the dirt or you need the bore. Well, how do you know except for his machshava?
Okay, very good. So that's what. So the answer is right. Very good. So the answer is that it's a misuse of the klal. Dvarim shabalev enim dvarim is only used in two kinds of ways. It either is used when you're trying to make a kinyan happen. This is all the Rashba explains this all in Kiddush. Either to make a kinyan, anything to make a kinyan must be spoken with the mouth. Can't be done with the lathe. Or even when you're not in the issue of a kinyan, but if your dibur contradicts your lathe, then your lathe is batal. But if there's no dibur contradicting your lathe, then dvarim shablev havi dvarim. So over here, you're not making any kinyan. You're just doing chil shabbos. I mean, Rashi doesn't say why; he just says you have to speak it out, right? So there also, I would think that that's like because you're making something happy, right? Like you're making pigle. So there, Rashi even
Clint. The whole thing is a machshava, what you're thinking about. So
right. And still, Rashi holds that in order to like create pigle, you need to say something. But in other words, if you're not creating something, you're just thinking. What you think does count. What you think does count. That's for sure. The only question is that here, l'chay, you are contradicting what you said, because the din is that when they give a person a asra, a person has to say al menoskin ani yoseh. Okay, well now the Rambam says if they give you asra, they say if you do that you're going to get killed. And the guy says Yodani, I know, pater. He has to say al menos kein ani yoise. Okay, now the way that the Tumim explains the Rambam, he says that means that the guy has to the lashon hagmar is ad sheyatir atzmo lemisa. The person has to say. Yes, I'm getting killed. I'm going to get killed. Yeah, I'm after myself to Misa. He says, what if the person answers like this? He says, I know very well what you're saying. And if I will be found guilty, then I'm ready to die. This is a puzzle. That was no good. That wasn't a good answer. You have to say, I'm expecting, like, not that if. You have to say, I am doing it with the intention of getting killed for this. So if he answers that way, if he answers that, then he's saying with his mouth that he's doing a malacha. So now, then how does his, now his lev is contradicting what he said. So l'chayr, it's again, dvarim shablev enim dvarim. So here I want to say, Yesoder Rabbi Kiveger said, and that would explain the Marsha. Rabbi Kveger asked a kasha on the Gemara in the Ran in the beginning of Pesachim, famous Ran. The Ran says the Chazal don't like to be soimich on people do bittel, right? You know, kochamir. Why, says the Ran? Because not everyone means what they're saying. They say it, but they don't mean it. So the Rabbi Kveger asks the kasha, who cares if the people don't mean it? Dvarim shabalev in a dvarim, and you're contradicting what you're saying. You're saying libatav lehavi hafkafar dar. So why do we care? So Rabbi Kveger says ayin b'lashoyne hazohav shel haran, where the Ran writes over there davar zeh the inyo of mitol havi davar hatoli belief is something which words are not effective in the inyan of mitol. Mitol is totally tully in the lathe. So Rabbi Kveger is saying, the Ran is teaching me here that there are things that their entirety is totally on your thought, on your machshava. And of those things, it doesn't make sense to say, dvorim shablev enam dvorim. Because then what is dvorim? The words don't do it. The only time you can use that whole idea of dvorim shablev enam dvorim is things that can be done with your words. Like certain many things can be done by words. But something which the entirety of it is done by your lave, then the whole thing is your lave. Of course you go by your lave. So if you go and say I am doing bittul, and you didn't have it in your lathe, you have nothing, because the whole thing is in the lathe. I'll give you another simple example. Let's say a guy, it could go both ways. A guy is a apikoiris, right? And he says with his mouth that he believes in Hashem. Is he a maimin because of dorim shebelevi enam dvarim? No. That's a perfect, it's a shtus. If you don't believe it, you don't believe in Hashem. It doesn't help to say it. You can't, because the whole thing, anything which is in the lathe. Another example, which Rav Chaim Moser paskins that way, and I know my father asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, or I'm not positive, he may have asked his son, who said that his father said it, I'm not sure if he asked him directly, that let's say a person was Megayer, right? And the person said with his mouth, I'm Kabul being a Yid, right? And he didn't mean it. Is he a Jew or a God? So Rav Chaim Moser says he's a God. Because it's the same thing as that Rav Kiveger, he says. Becoming a Yid is not like a Mekach Memkar, like if you could like do it with your mouth. You have to be Makabal. You have to be Makabal. It's a Dover which is in your lathe. So the same, I believe, is by Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. It's not something of the mouth. Why did you do it? If you did it for that reason, then that is totally believe. It doesn't matter what you say.
What you see is that you're awesome.
By where? By
any of these cases.
Oh, that you should need both.
But what did Rashi say?
Well, I mean, by bittul the round brings. That says in the Gemara, I'm a believer. There. Okay. Now, if you're talking about the next one, I said, well, Amuna for sure. You don't need it. It's deep.
That's between you and
you and the Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Now, for a Ger, I'm sure you're going to have to tell the Bezin somehow, but I don't think you really need Dibur. I don't think there's any, like, if the Bezin, if you write it down, or they know. All these things are things that are totally in the lathe, then the lathe counts. So the same...
How about Gezela? By someone's... it's a Bikadu, and he was kofer the Bikadu. So, I think... Rishis? Well, someone says Kanya. Once he's
Kofer, yeah, I think it is Rishis.
So, it's Dover. How is. Because his intent is to keep it.
So, isn't
that something. Because that's a Bepeh? He's doing a Bepeh?
What's the question you could ask over there? That how do you know he wants to keep it? You mean?
No, isn't
how's
that
effective?
How's effective? He goes on something belief.
Oh.
He wants to keep it.
Oh, well, maybe it is because Taka. First of all, I wonder, Taka, if Gezela, how does Gezela work, Taka? I mean, it's Yadua that the Ketzoy says that Gezela needs a Maisa.
Right.
He says Gezela needs a Maisa. So then here, it's a Chiddush that he didn't do a Maisa, he just did a Dibur. And the Dibur is already enough to be a Gzela.
Right.
Okay. So, Dibur you have, though. Dibur, at least Dibur, I mean, it's for the Ketzoy, here it's a Chiddush. But it's not Mamash just your lave. I mean, the guy did do this, might did this
well,
Dibur.
Well, the Dibur, he said...
is denial.
Denial. That's right. Not a Dibur of Kenyan. That's just
yeah.
Dabur Shebelev, meaning that I want to steal it.
Yeah. But I know it's for...
It's much more Dabur Shebelev in that case, no?
Yeah. But in other words, it wouldn't go into Dvarm Shebelev Lo Ava Dvarm. Because there we have, like, the klal, you know, if it's Belev Kaladam. If you do, if everyone knows, that already gets out of Dvarm Shebelev. All you need for the issue of Dvarm Shebelev is that it's nicker to the world.
Uh-huh.
So it's Belev Belev, the Kaladam, the Ron says, is already not Belev. So everyone knows. Uh-huh. That much, yeah. Okay, so fine. So I'm just explaining for the Marshal. I think it's good. Why he said... But now, Rabbi Chanan asks a very big kasha on the Marsha. He says, how could the Marsha, he says, a pele be'enai. How could the Marsha say such a thing? But Hashem said they should stone him.
He knows.
Hashem knows. So maybe he tricked the Beis Din. That's already difficult, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Beis Din got tricked. But all right. He's on the Marsha. Marsha is saying he wasn't really a tzaddik because he did it in tzichel aguf, so he didn't do any aver, but they didn't know it, so they killed him, assuming that he did it tzichel aguf. So
that's what Marsha is saying, though. It's like every business.
Yeah, Hashem just said this is the rule.
Right. Okay, if you buy it, they buy it.
But I mean, it says Rogoyim Oisa. I mean,
Hashem's paskin the din. Is that what he's saying? Well, Hashem paskin the din. Or paskin the din.
Well, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu the din. Isn't that so? I mean, especially what let's tell you for sure. Let's say according to the Malam, it says there's a Rasha, right? That the Gemara says, according to the one, it says that he didn't know which Misa, so why did they kill him? So that's Harasha. So well, Hashem made that as a shah, no? Hashem said, kill him.
That's the definition
of Harasha. Hashem is really saying, if you paskin that his name is Misa, this is what you give him.
You're saying that what is the Lashon again? It says,
Moist you must.
Rogaim oisai ba'avonim kolaid or something. Yeah. So it doesn't mean that. I mean, Hashem did say kill him.
Hashem is saying
the din is such a thing is to be killed, but not that you should kill him. I hear.
Right.
It's a little. It's,
you're making it sound like Hashem doesn't know the whole situation, though.
Yeah, no, I mean,
they Hashem knew. We're dealing with the five daughters, and when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Hashem with the Bnei Slavchud,
right?
They exactly what was going on.
Of course, Hashem told what to do over there. It's pashtus. It would seem like the Rebbeinu is saying that's what's bothering. So here I wanted to say, first I'll say over what I saw in the Sefer Mishnas Pekuach Nefesh. But I don't want to say as far as him. He brings his kasha. He brings the following tshuva for the Minchas Al-Lazar. Minchas Al-Lazar had a shayla. It's to me, it's like shvert, but this is what he says. A guy was caught by Beis Din for let's say Chil Shabbos, and they're going to put him to death, and he's locked up, and they're going to kill him tomorrow morning or whatever in a day. The guy himself knows that he didn't do anything wrong. These guys were liars. Okay? And he has a chance to be Mechal Shabbos, to break away out of the cell, right? And run away from this whole thing. So he says, L'chaira, he should run away. But maybe once Beis Din paskins psak, it's kum dina, it becomes the din, and he really is chayv misa now. Because Beis Din did the right procedure and everything, and they paskin the right thing, and that's the psak. So he's got to die. There's no Indian for him to run away, and he's not allowed to Mechal Shabbos. Like what?
Does he still have Pikuach Nefesh?
No, Pikuach Nefesh, if you really did it, right? If a guy's really Chai Misa, there's no Pikuach Nefesh for him.
Nefesh, he's a person who's already dead.
He's a walking
traitor. Now, I will say that Reb Tzvi Berkowitz's shita is that if a guy is really Mechal Shabbos, and he's really Chai Misa, and he knows he did it, yeah? And the guy has a chance to run away, yeah? He says, run. There's no din, that's his chid, there's no din in the world on a guy ever to be involved and get himself dead. You're out of it. Everyone else has to kill you, but not you. You run.
Even with a psak
bezin, that's what he held. Now, the Velt says that Rabbi Kveger doesn't hold like that, because Rabbi Kveger in Makkos says that, let's say a person was Mechal Shabbos and he wants to go and kill himself to be Mekayim the Inyan of Skila, there's no point because he didn't get a Gemar Din. And without a Gemar Din, there's no such thing as killing yourself. mashma from Rabbi Kveger, but once there's a Gemar Din, then he himself should make sure to kill himself. So that's the diuk. Excuse me?
Not to kill himself.
Yeah, well, Rabbi Kveger is talking about kill him. He starts with saying, maybe any guy who was Mechal Shabbos should kill himself to do skila. He says, no, there's no such thing. Before the Bez Din passing a Zigmar Din on a person, there's no such thing that he should kill himself. But make a diuk from Rabbi Kveger that after the Gemar Din, then or he should be, at least he should make sure he gets killed, but he should not run away. But Rabbi Tzvi doesn't hold this. Rabbi Kveger said the M is Kanakin. He didn't mean to make a diuk. That's his sheet. But that's going all the way to the other extreme.
Yeah, Hussainish says that when one accepts the psalm of the Bezdin, it's not because it's right, it's because that's what the psalm has to be, meaning you know the Bezdin is wrong, and you're Makabal, and you'll say, you know, I know they're wrong, but okay, I'm a from guy, so Makabal, the Bezdin says. Hussainish says that's not this, what you're supposed to say is, I thought that I was right. The Bezdin possibly spoke, yeah, I'm wrong. And therefore you have to be Makabal, the sock of a Bezdin. That's the impact of a Bezdin.
Okay, I don't know it, but it sounds possible. But here the big chiddush is that it's the psak like was based on liars,
yeah,
on shakronim. Okay, I mean, in any case, like there could be different types of levels of how Bezdin, yeah. Right? So he's going all the way to that extreme. So this Mishnah Pikuach Nefesh says that if you say like the Minchas Alozer, that even if Bezdin made a total mistake, the din is that way, then obviously the marsha is good. Then the marsha is good because, okay, but Lefianis Daiti, that's way too far. I don't think it's true. I think if a guy knows that he didn't do it, avada he should run away, and avada he is not chayv misa in any way at all. But where I think the line is like this. There's a yisoid. This yisoid is Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says in his Sefer Shari Chaim. He talks about the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says, "How do we know Roiv?" And the Gemara starts bringing all types of cases. Like if you wouldn't go with Roiv, then how would you ever kill a guy for Maka Aviv? How do you know it's his father? It's only through Roiv, and so on. All these things. So the Gemara says, "And what do you do according to Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir Taka doesn't go with Roiv." So the Gemara answers, Hecha deloy efsher shine. It's impossible, you know, these cases are impossible. If you're not going to be right, how are you going to ever do Machiav? How are you going to ever do every other thing, right? So he says, what's this vort of Hecha deloy efsher shine? So b'di'evit, if you're stuck, you're going to go with right? Like, what's the vort? So he says, the vort is like this. Not that you're going with right. Obviously, when the Torah said father, the Torah meant what the Olam calls father. It's not Roiv. When it's impossible, it's obviously that's what means a father. What does the Torah mean when it's a father? There's no father. So who's a father? Everything is only a Roiv. The Torah does make men. So Memele, you're not being Semech on Roiv. That's the Pasuk. That's how he explains it. With that, he answers like 20,000 There's a whole list of kashas from the Aflo. How do you ever have to do Pidgin Aben? The father will say, maybe I'm not the father, I don't have to pay. And then the Kayin, who says you're a Kayin, maybe not. He has every other halacha, which has to do with money, he has Roiv problems. So Zokhtar of Chaim Shalavis, the answer is, all those answers I answer with that same Yisoid. What did it mean, a father? What did it mean, the father's supposed to do Pidgin Aben? The one, that's the father, up your right, that's a father. That's the klal of Hecha Deloy Efsher Shiny. The klal is if it's impossible, then that's what the Torah is saying. So the Lefianus Daiti, that is the same answer, that's the line. That if the Torah says if somebody does Chil Shabbos, you kill him, every guy could do a shtick on the Bezdin. He'll make it look like he's doing a malacha, and he'll think in his head, it's a malacha shem tzurcha leguf. So, heicha deloy efsher, shiny. If it's a dvarim shabalev, that nobody can figure it out, that's what the Torah means, you have to kill for that. So Mimela, it's here. I feel that that's how the Marsha is going to split it. As far as did I do a malacha? Well, I'm Efsher. I can know what I'm thinking. So if I know I didn't do the malacha, so because I know I did malacha shein tzricha legufo, fine, Hashem will be no problem with me. But the Bez Din, they have a mitzvah gemura to kill this guy with skila. And it's not pshat, when they're going to come up, Acher may have asked him, the 23 Dayanim, right? They say, Nebuch, you killed the guy Bo'enis. They're not going to say that. They're going to say, you did a mitzvah deraisa of killing the guy. Because that's what we meant when we wrote the Torah that you should kill a guy. We meant kill a guy that according to what's Efsher, the best, he did a malacha. So Memela Hashem also said that that's the mitzvah. Here you mamish have a case where Hashem was maskim that it's a mitzvah to kill him and he didn't do a malacha. Yeah.
Klapi
Shemaya, he was chayiv misa. But Klapi Shemaya didn't do an aveira. He's chayiv misa. What?
Hashem is maskim that this is when the month is, so to speak.
Okay, there you have a different kind of klal, right? That afilu mutayin, afilu mezidin, the Rebbe Shem goes. Right, here the Torah is saying, anything which is efsher, then the mitzvah was given with that in mind. Right? That's what we mean. That case has to get killed anyway. So Memela, he's chayiv misa, Rebbe Shem said he's chayiv misa, and he didn't do a malacha. That's up. Now, I want to say, I don't have time to say a whole nother shtickle, so I'm just going to say one little hisafa here on this thing. It bothered me something. It says in the Gemara that they the Lashon of the Pasuk is Vayim Tzu Ish Mekreshish Eitzim. Vayakrivo Oisoi Hamoitzim Oisoi Mekreshish Eitzim Birma Shabbos. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, the story was, he was mekoshish some eitzim, and then they found him, and they gave him the asura, and he kept on being mekoshish eitzim. Okay, so it bothered me, if you're going to say he's a grace at tzaddik, like these midrashim, that right, he's trying to do it just to show everyone how chomer, so why would he do it before? He's got to do it when the Edom warn him, because he's got to get killed. That's the whole idea here. But why would he do it before? Also, that bothered me. Okay, so I was thinking, okay, so why can't they? I mean, why doesn't he just go over to two guys and say, I'm going to be Michal Shabbos, right? I mean, he has to do. Oh, because then, I hear. I thought, okay, maybe also then they might catch on and they won't kill him. Because obviously he was a tzaddik yisrael olam, according to this, right? He's ready to kill himself. So a guy, a gadol, right, says, I'm going to be b'chal Shabbos. They're gonna think something. So, right, so, okay, perhaps. But I want to say over upon him yafas. Haflos chidish noira mo'oid.
Shear.
Yeah, what?
He wanted to get the shear.
Okay, yes. What he says is, he says he started doing the shear before, and then in the middle they caught him, and they gave him the asra, and he finished the shear after. Right? And that's what happened. And he says that's why the Torah speaks us out, the Tils, this huge chiddush, that if they give you asra in the middle, it's still enough to kill the person. So according to that, it's for sure Miyushev the problem, right? He didn't do any extras. He did the exact cheer. Yeah? And if you would say that, you can make another charifas, because I asked a question before that L'chaira, once he said with his mouth that he's doing it Tzricha L'gufa, then it's a Dvarim Shebelev, Enim Dvarim. The answer is, that was the whole chop. He did half of it before. So he did that half, ain't tzricha legufa. That was the whole. Then you could explain the whole chachma of this whole gemara, right? There's no other way for him to do this thing except for this way. He has to do half before, because he has to do it before he says he's doing a malacha. Yeah. That half he does ain't shehiligufa. Okay, that was just for the charifus shabbat. That was just the charifus shabbat. But the pashtus, you have to say that practically speaking, he had to do it that way. Okay, if I drop the time, I'll just say over Rabbi Kveger's last kasha. All right, I'll just say the kasha. I don't have time to say the teretz, but I'll say over Kveger's kasha. Rabbi Kveger asks the kasha. It says in Tosfos that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do with the person, usually Misa is Chenek, because maybe this is like Avodah Zarah. Why is it like Avodah Zarah? Because if somebody's Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesia, he becomes a Mumer like Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Kveger asks right on the page, he says, so then how did Moshe Rabbeinu ever find out the truth? Maybe actually the Hashem told him to give him skila, because since he did it before Hesia, it was like Avodah Zarah, and therefore, Taka, that was why Hashem told him to give him skila. But how do we, Taka, ever know that if a guy is Mechal Shabbos without the 10 people, that you give him skila? He says, Lamaisa, I don't know. He says, at the end of the day, I don't know. How do we know that really Taka Moshe Yumas is Taka Skila? Maybe, really, Moshe Yumas is Chenek. And when Hashem said to give Skila to this Mekoshish, it's because of Moshe Rabbeinu Svara. Because when you do it before Hesia, it's like Avodah Zarah. So that's why they gave him Skila. But maybe, really, if he does it with Sinah, how do you really know that you give Skila?
It's not
before Hesia. It's not before Hesia. Sorry, Chiyim. Sorry, Chiyim.
Why would Moshe Rabbeinu?
Why
didn't he go to Moshe Rabbeinu?
Why did the Mekoshish ask him if he should if he should do that?
What was he getting up and doing these things
without asking the question? Well, it could be he can't do it, because if he'll ask, he'll spoil the whole thing. Because then he can't make them think he did a malacha, because he gave it away.
Regards from Joey.
To be happy.
Oh, well, I mean, he must have been a big person.